Our next candidate for senior speaker is Marley Badalati, an English major from Grants Pass, Oregon.
Well, it sucks to follow that. All right. Good afternoon, class of 2010. So we made it. We are graduating. That means we know everything now, right? I mean, we are the learned, the prepared, the section of society knowledgeable enough to do something of tremendous importance. These last 4 years have trained us for the future, for questioning and challenging and advancing everything we can. We should be deeply thankful for this critical education we've received. The world is always moving forward, after all. It would be a horrible shame to get left behind, panting and hazily chasing after our futures. Like when the last RAS pulls away from Pioneer Square at 2 a.m, and you're left wondering whether to blow $20 on a cab or to drunkenly camp out in the doorway of Nordstrom's. The bus driver of life is not going to be any more patient with us than that one bald RAS driver with wire-framed glasses and weird teeth who yells at us to stop sitting in the back window. Thankfully, we're prepared for this now. To draw another transportation-related parallel, like the RAS, we too are embarking on the next phase of our lives. Whether that takes us only a few blocks to market of choice or all the way into the big, frightening world of downtown is of little importance at this moment. All that matters now is that we are getting out of here. But instead of continuing this silly metaphor and discussing what the future holds, I'd like to take a moment to reflect on the experience of Lewis and Clark and what I believe we have learned during our 4 years here. We have learned to trust. For many of us, coming to college was the first time that we ever left home. The dandelion flower of high school had died, leaving us as tenuously connected to our fellow graduates as the strange puffball seeds are to each other. One big windstorm in August was enough to send us hurtling through the air to our different destinations, except for the one or two that remained clinging to the dying stem. Those people got married and had babies in our hometowns. But for the rest of us, leaving home was exciting, frightening, and unfamiliar. When we landed at Lewis and Clark, some of us didn't know anyone at all. As a transfer student, I arrived late and was sincerely terrified about trivial things like choosing where to sit at the bone. This felt like a life-altering decision back then. But through the awkwardness, the co-ed bathrooms, the sex noises coming from down the hall, the days of half-edible, diarrhea-inducing meals, and walking back to our dorms to play Mario Kart, despite the fact that we had papers and presentations of utmost importance due the next day, we started to realize that we were in this together. We have learned to support. From the moment that you met your college sweetheart and threw your shoes into the tree outside of Spruce, to the day your heart was ruthlessly wrenched from your chest and you were determined to fly back home the next chance you got, our friends were there. We brought each other comfort in the form of a timely hug, a gross beer, a pint of ice cream from Maggie's, or a simple hello during some of the roughest years of our lives. We've experienced heartbreak, depression, anxiety, and even fear. Many of us lost parents, grandparents, and close friends during our time here, and I personally can't express how thankful I am to be surrounded by such amazing people, both peers and professors, who understood and helped me make it through my grandfather's illness and eventual death. I honestly don't believe I would be graduating today if I had attended another institution. We have learned to engage. In these last 4 years, we have become not only emotionally, but intellectually linked with each other. Maybe I'm just a geek, but I remember staying up late between sips of whiskey and angrily discussing ethical philosophy in the dorms, or drinking wine with my thesis mates while desperately trying to discover something to write about. Apparently, moderate use of alcohol also helped us bring us together, but that is not the point. What is important is that we shared with each other then. We challenged and frustrated one another's stupid ideas until something decent emerged, and it was genuine. For quite a while, I thought everyone was just making fun of me all the time. Seriously, I'm the kind of person who would leave a room and pretend to walk away, but then linger to hear if anyone was talking about me. I've done this enough to realize that we weren't here to sabotage one another. We were here to help. To conclude, I would like to think that the most important thing we have learned during our time at Lewis and Clark is that nothing in this world can be accomplished without each other. Whether it be getting away with having our school's annual Naked Mile run through campus, or putting on astounding symposiums on environmental and gender issues, we have demonstrated just how much can be done when we work together. One lone soul nakedly gallivanting through Watsick during broad daylight would certainly be arrested. But together, I'd like to imagine that we will emerge into the real world, giggling, naked, and sprinting as fast as we can from those who tell us no. And yes, I mean this both metaphorically and literally. So let's go for it. But don't forget to thank your professors and parents first, because, well, they're pretty fantastic too. Thank you.